listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX, in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 here on this Tuesday, November 7th, as it's time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Hergert, and joining me today is Leah Winjum and Riley Stroot of Common Ground. And guys, how are you doing today?
Really well.
Doing great, yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you guys for joining us. So there is an exciting event that's going to be coming up next week, but I want to start with, what is Common Ground?
So Common Ground it's a group of six churches that are technically a part of this Common Ground group, but it really is about the area of Crookston. And we get together to kind of symbolize that, you know, we may come from a bunch of different church bodies, but at the same time, we are one. Like, we are still have the same God that we're worshiping. We still have the same goals. And so just to recognize that fact, it's easy to kind of individualize the bodies as each, like, that's that, and almost treat it as like a different religion when it's a different denomination. And so we wanted to get together and symbolize this idea. And we got our idea from Ephesians 4, where it says, like, make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. And so we got together to symbolize that idea that really we are one body, even though God is leading, you know, Trinity maybe in their own direction. God is leading Harvest in their own direction. And every one of these churches in this town, really. But at the same time, it's easy to focus on the differences. And rather, we decided, no, let's focus on what we have in common ground. And so, so it's a bunch of youth groups from around town that get together and do events like this.
And it's really cool that you guys, we talked about it before we went on the air. It's kind of breaking down the walls, right? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like in high school when you have your little pockets and the cliques and stuff. Well, you guys are breaking those down and you're coming together as one to put on these different events that you put on throughout the year, which is really unique.
Yeah. And it's really kind of fulfilled kind of our mission and our goal. And we've been seeing that as kids are excited to hear about it. And, you know, with any event, it's more fun when you can share that together. And so we're seeing that with the attendance that we have and the excitement behind it when the kids, you know, show up for these different events. And so it's going very, very well so far.
How did it start? Like, how did this idea begin?
So
Riley Stroot.
Well, God.
Yes, God first.
Let's be real.
Yes, spoke so, through Riley, yes.
Yeah, so two summers ago, so summer of 21, I was reading this book called Until Unity by Francis Chan. And what it kind of talks about is this idea throughout Scripture that talks about the unity of the body of Christ and just how easy it is to kind of glaze over those passages and not realize what it's saying. And then looking at the church today, like the capital C church, and seeing how divided it has been. And so I just started feeling God put it on my heart to let's reach out and let's break down these walls of division that we were talking about. Not that they were super divided, no. But let's show the unity that we really do have. And so I initially reached out to Leah and Greg Isaacson as well. And we met, and I just pretty much said, I feel like God is stirring this idea of unity on my heart. I have no idea what it looks like, but we started talking, and thankfully Leah knows everybody in Crookston, and so she had contacts of all the different youth leaders in Crookston, and we started reaching out and met together, and we decided let's do some events as a community and show that we really are united mm-hmm. as the one body of Christ.
Even though this is a small or a younger type of group, this is still it's a really powerful group, even though it's not even, 2 years old?
Right. We were actually just reflecting on that. And when we thought of our first event, it was really only a year and a half ago, though conversation started about 2 years ago. But again, it seems like it's kind of always been there, which is, you know, definitely means that this has been spirit led and it's meant to be. And so, and we're grateful for it's continuing. And, you know, Riley did share, you know, that we do have other churches. So I did want to lift up the churches that are involved. We have Our Saviors and Harvest, of course, which is where Riley serves, St. Paul's, Trinity, First Presbyterian, and the Cathedral Churches here in Crookston. However, I do, you know, this was kind of the, you know, original groups of leaders, youth leaders that you know, said yes, would love to be a part of that. But want to emphasize that that does not mean that this is limited to those groups, and that we are always open to any other leaders in those churches that would want to jump on and be a part of these planning and these meetings that we meet as Common Ground youth leaders. And we extend it to all youth in Crookston and the surrounding areas. So again, it's something that, yes, those churches have been a part of these beginning years, but we are always open to more people jumping on board.
And that really speaks to that unity that Riley was just talking about a moment ago.
Yeah, for sure.
So the event that's coming up, this is the second annual Progressive Youth Night, and that's going to take place on Wednesday, November 15th. But what is going to go on during that night?
Yeah, no, this was one of those ones that kind of one of our original meetings that we had this vision of what this progressive evening could look like. And so we did have our first one last year, right about this exact same time in November. It seems like it works in between seasons and, you know, youth are more available. And so it's on Wednesday, November 15th from 6 to 9. And we call it a progressive night. It's sometimes people hear that and think that, oh, you're just eating all night. They've heard of progressive dinners. And that's where the idea stemmed. But we kind of have different components of the night kind of spread out at 5 different churches throughout the night. And so it's, again, to be symbolic of those different churches that are involved, for each of our churches to have a different role in the night and to welcome the group into their own church home, and to celebrate, again, our own spaces, but again, connecting on those same beliefs as well. So we do start that night, as far as the specific details, at Harvest at 6 o'clock. And so, you know, we start off there with some songs and music, and then it will be a fast 3 hours. May seem like a long time, but it will be moving quickly. Each part is, you know, probably somewhere between 20 and 35 minutes, because then we'll be transporting to the next one. We then will move on to St. Paul's, where we'll be eating a dinner. And that is a free dinner. Again, this whole evening is free for our youth who would want to come. Then we would move on to First Presbyterian, where we'll be playing a game together. Moving on to Our Saviors, where we'll be having dessert and some prizes. And then we will finish up at Trinity, where we'll be doing some interactive prayer stations together there. And so that ending is at 9. So there's a start and a finish, and we are grateful to have Harvest, who has a bus that can transport a group. And then we also have worked with the Tri-Valley Bus, who also provides a bus that night to get people from point A to point B. So it's not like anything that people need to have their own transportation. Because we get you from point A to point B, C, D, E, until the final phase here at Trinity. But with that, permission slips are required. So that is something that we are asking. You know, a lot of our youth groups know about this ahead of time, but if you're listening out there and you want to know how to get these permission slips, we have them at each of our church sites. The high school will have them as well. And these aren't necessarily required in advance. You can bring them that day, but they do need to be in hand in order to participate because of that transportation piece.
So you can find those permission slips at the churches and the high school, too, correct, if you are interested. And what is the age range that the participants will be?
We'll be for 7th through 12th graders.
Okay. So anyone in the junior high to high school range, if you are wondering about this, it's right for you. And so what are going to be some of the things you talked about, like the dinner and a game and dessert and prizes? Do you know exactly what the dinner is going to be, what the game are going to be, or is that something you're trying to keep under wraps?
I don't know if you know what about the dinner. I don't know exactly what they're serving for dinner.
Something amazingly delicious.
Well, of course. Right.
Of course. Something, of course, youth friendly. And yeah, I think that our St. Paul's team has that under wraps. And I think they're still brainstorming something wonderful.
Yeah. And for the game, for all the parents out there, we have a lot of supervision. It will be very safe. Now, parents, turn your ears off, and kids, there will be fire and cannons.
Leah Winchum does not agree with the game, but she was outvoted. But it will be fun, and we will do everything safe. And yes, very youth-friendly, very safe-friendly. Yes.
Right. What a tease. So that'll be... If that isn't worth coming out for alone, let alone the other 4 sites, I don't know what else could be. So that sounds like you have me signed up. I want to do this. But this is going to be a wonderful event. And what is the purpose of doing something like this?
Yeah, I think just to symbolize, and not only to us as church, you know, staff and church leaders and stuff like that, but also to show the students that this is possible, you know, that there is the possibility that of what the Bible is saying, of the unity of the Spirit among churches, to be one and to show that. And, you know, we're learning from students in this way now because of opportunities like this. It's been a really cool thing to kind of show, as we've seen students step up in different church bodies, and then really at the end of the day to show that, you know, what matters is we're following Jesus. And so, I think at the end of the day, that's the ultimate purpose, ultimate goal, is to live as that one church that God is calling us to.
Is it really important to be going to the other churches too? That way the kids can experience what another church might be like, because for their entire, you know, raising up, they might just know what one church is like. And so they go to these other churches to experience that. Is that part of the reason why you want to travel around?
Yeah, I think it's that visible symbolism of coming together and to being that welcoming presence at each of those spaces. And again, that's what we've really, you know, I've been a part of a lot of different committees, and I've really appreciated how we all are bringing our own unique gifts and bringing them to the table and, you know, doing our part, but yet coming together as well. It's one of the easiest groups I've ever been a part of, because I just know and trust that everyone's doing their role. But I hope that our youth are feeling that too, and feeling the connections that we're having with each other as leaders, because that's been another kind of bonus to this group, is being able to connect as youth leaders. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, what we do is amazing, but it's really hard, you know, and so to be able to come together, to pray together, to share what's going on with our own church groups and be there for each other, to support each other, because again, our mission is the same and we're following the same God, and he's leading all of us to be able to be united together across the churches has been a very powerful thing, and it's opened up different doors that I wasn't expecting to be open. So
and then another thing is that they asked to bring non-perishable food items for Care and Share, which is something that you know, I've noticed in the community. It feels like every single event there's some sort of, you know, free will donation, and it always does so well. And this is another great thing to, you know, put in the kids' minds of donating and that goodness that you guys are spreading.
Yeah, no, thank you for lifting that up, because that's something, again, there is no cost, but we would love it. This is an opportunity where we have a lot of youth coming together to give back to our community in some way. And actually, specifically, I did not know this information before we made our flyer, but met with some of the leadership at Care and Share last week. And this is a unique ask that they were saying, is that they are not receiving cereal, like breakfast cereal, from their distributors anymore. And so that is something that they would still want stocked on their shelves. So we said that, you know, that's something we're going to lift up to our youth group. So shouting that out here is that something specific. Of course, you can bring whatever you'd like. They'll accept any non-perishable item. But cereal is something that they're anticipating will be a need moving forward here. So that's a good idea to bring to the door that night.
Yeah, so there's already something that you don't even have to think about. You just know, hey,
yeah,
listen here, bring cereal,
yeah,
and then enjoy some fire, Larry.
Stop saying that, Tyler.
Trying to play the bowl for you guys.
Yes. Yes.
But
it's
no,
for the children.
And then you mentioned that you guys do a couple different events a year. So you're going to be, are you looking ahead to 2024, planning out some of those events?
We will be once this event is concluded. We kind of shoot for the one event at a time type of thing. And so we've been meeting together once or twice a month for the last couple months to plan this event. And then once this event has gone through, we'll meet together and kind of recap, talk about things that went well, things that could be improved upon, and then we will look forward to the spring semester for our next event.
What were some of the events that you did earlier this year?
We had our awesome pickleball tournament this summer at Schuster Park, and that was really fun. We had probably about 30 students.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah, that was a beautiful night. Pickleball is really rising that popularity, and so it was fun to get youth on board and learn a little bit what that's about and just have a fun night out in town at Schuster. The year before, we had gone to Trinity Point, which went well also, but I think to do something in town was a little, made it more accessible to more youth, and not as much of a commitment for a full thing in the summer. It's hard to it's hard. They're busy. Our youth are in the summer. So it went really well. Every time we do something, I know I'm like, we should do that every year. That's what we should do every, you know. And so, and again, this fall one, when we talked, what should we do in the fall? We said that went really well. It was really symbolic to what we're trying to do. And that visible way to connect kids in all the different churches. And so that's why we came back to it. And our spring one, too, when we've done that at the high school, that's, you know, we call it our spring thing. Mm-hmm. We have a term for it. I don't know. We haven't met to say that's what we're doing, but we've done that 2 years in a row. And that, again, meeting kids, you know, in their school, a place they're familiar with, and but kind of putting bringing their church together there, united with their fellow classmates, has been a powerful event too. So we don't know where the Spirit will lead next. Yes.
But it will be coming at some point in the spring. That much do know. Yep. And last year, it was interesting. We were talking beforehand. You said that you actually picked up a stop for this year. So it was four stops last year. Now it's going to be five. So that's another exciting portion of this year's event, a difference from last year.
Yeah, we wanted to try our best to better represent all the churches involved. And so we did a little maneuvering of the schedule and stuff like that. We were able to fit in another stop. So we had First Press into the mix, as they've been, Mike Ozaki from First Presbyterian has been really involved in this Common Ground group. And so we wanted to have that church represented.
So is there any way for people to contact if they have any other questions or information, or they're looking for permission slips, what have you? What are the contact information?
Yeah, it's on, if you found a flyer, both mine and Leah's phone numbers are at the bottom of the page. So you can feel free to reach out to us personally. You can reach out to any of the churches, mm-hmm. and we'd be happy to help getting permission slips. Again, they're at the high school as well. But I can even list off my number here if anybody wants to contact me directly with any questions. It is 218-242-2067.
Yes, and I can say mine as well. I shout it out everywhere. It's 218-289-3250.
So if you have any further questions, you can contact Riley or Leah for those. And again, this is a permission slip is required.
Yes.
So, and it's at all of the churches that we had mentioned before, and also at the Crookston High School. And it's for grades 7 through 12?
Yes.
Correct. And again, any youth in the community... and we have, you know, youth that come from the Fisher Climax area too. And so yeah, all are welcome.
And, one last time, what are going to be all of the stops?
Yes. Starts at 6 o'clock at Harvest. And so from there it goes to the dinner at St. Paul's, and then it moves on to our game at First Presbyterian, moving on to dessert and prizes. And there are some great prizes, I might add, Tyler, at Our Savior's. And then we finish up at Trinity, and that pickup is at 9 o'clock, and we have prayer stations for them to take part in there.
And maybe one more quick thing to add. Because of the liability for the students of the event, students will not be able to drive themselves to each church. We will be taking the bus. And so come meet us at Harvest. We will transport you to St. Paul's, then to First Press, then to Our Savior's. We'll walk over to Trinity, finish there. And then those students who drove themselves to Harvest, we will take a bus and drive those students back to Harvest at the end of the event. If your student is being dropped off, you can drop them off at Harvest and then pick them up at Trinity at the end of the night. But for liability purposes, we require the students, they have to ride the buses with us. They cannot transport themselves from church to church.
Yeah. And with that, you know, definitely we want everyone to take part in all of it. But if your youth, you know, can't jump into a certain part, just reach out to one of our youth leaders to find out where we'll be at the different spots. And they're welcome to jump in, you know, and just as long as they communicate with that with us ahead of time, and we can make that possible too.
Well, is there any final thoughts on this wonderful event?
We want to see your students' face there.
Yes.
Well said. Right. Well, Leah and Riley, thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk. Representing Common Ground, again, it's the second annual Progressive Youth Night. It's going to be taking place Wednesday, November 15th from 6 to 9. Permission slips are required. You can find them at Our Savior's, Harvest, St. Paul's, Trinity, First Presbyterian, and Cathedral Churches, and also at the Crookston High School. Should be a very fun night. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Tyler, having us.
So that was our Valley Talk program with Leah Wingem and Riley Stroot of Common Ground.